Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Ch-ch-chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The draft is here, ladies and gentlemen. The Steelers fix. Andrew Wilbard, Jeremy Betts, we are here with you for one final show before our favorite event of the year, the NFL calendar. It is the 2024 NFL draft. I can hear the draft chimes ringing in the back already. Jeremy, I'm so excited. We've been talking about this for so long. For those that are new, welcome into the Steelers fix. Here on The Fix, we focus always on a player development and roster building perspective, which is why the draft means so much to us. Of course, this is powered by the Fans First Sports Network. And make sure you're checking out everything at fansfirstsports.com and steelcurtainnetwork.com. This week especially, have a lot of Steelers-specific content as well as a lot of NFL content, Jeremy, by both you and myself. We've got a lot coming out covering all bases this week. What do you got to say before we get into the topic of the today's show?
Man, I'm just so ready for all the speculation and all of the prediction and all of the questions to be answered here as the draft comes up. Day one especially just sets the course for the entire weekend and honestly can change the trajectory for an entire franchise. If you look at the Houston Texans last year, Andrew, we were predicting even after their draft, we were predicting potentially that the Cardinals could have the first and second overall picks in this year's draft because they were expected to be so bad. And it wasn't that unlikely that the Houston Texans were going to be a bad team as well. Instead, CJ Stroud and Will Anderson absolutely turned the franchise upside down. They're a Super Bowl contender this year, and anything can happen if you have a good draft. So it sets up just the rest of the calendar year for the Steelers and every other NFL team. And I can't wait for all of the dreams and thoughts and talk to become reality.
Before we get into anything Steelers specific, Jeremy, what is one thing, one storyline that you're following? Everyone's going to be talking about the quarterbacks at the top.
Yeah.
And if you have a specific quarterback story you want to talk about, and you know, that's perfectly fine, but what is the number one storyline, not Steelers related, that you're excited to see play out the night of the draft?
Yeah. Well, outside of which quarterbacks go when, I think the biggest one to me is what do teams like the Raiders and the Broncos and even teams like the Rams and Seahawks, Andrew, who don't really have the heir apparent to whoever's there, or in some cases, like for the Raiders and the Broncos, they really don't even have a true QB1 on the team. Where do they go? Because, I mean, we just did a mock draft for the FFSN NFL draft show, and six quarterbacks went in the first round of that mock, and we didn't feel dumb about doing that. We didn't feel like that was overkill based on how the board fell. So, I mean, if six quarterbacks go in the first round, Andrew, there's going to be guys deep into the 20s that are top 15, top 20 type players in this draft, and somebody's going to be able to get a massive steal. And I don't know who that's going to be. I don't know who that's going to play out to be, but I think how the quarterback maneuverability outside of even those top three or four guys goes dictates so much of this draft. And really, when you think about trades and movement up and down the draft board, it's all quarterback and playmaker predicated. So the wide receivers, the pass rushers, the corners, those are the guys that are going to dictate the momentum of the draft. So which teams are aggressive, which teams kind of wait and sit and see, we'll see. I think the Steelers could do either and still have a very good shot at landing a really good prospect when their turn to pick comes around.
We were talking about on the show, the other on the draft show for FSN, on how guys like Troy Fa'utanu, guy who we thought could potentially go top 10 at one point, a guy like him could slip all the way to 20. And there's going to be options for the Steelers. But I guess one thing that I'm keeping an eye on is what team trades up for a non-quarterback. Is it the Buffalo Bills trading up for a wide receiver? Is it the Saints trading up for an offensive tackle? Is it someone trading up for one of the weapons that starts falling down the draft board, like a Brock Bowers, or maybe even a Roma Dunze if he starts to slip down to pick 10? Does some team call up the Jets and try to move up there? There's so many storylines. I think there's going to be a lot of movement, just like we've seen the past couple years. We're going to see it again this year. A lot of teams wanting to move up and down the board to get the guys that they want. But for the Steelers specific, Jeremy, we're going to be getting into the topic of setting the Steelers first-round draft board. But is there anything, any storyline surrounding the Steelers before we take our break that you have your eye on specifically on draft night? Maybe it's something that you don't expect or something that, you know, nobody's talking about. What is something that you have your eye on?
Yeah, I mean, I could go a couple of different directions here, but I think the biggest one is which offensive line position do they prioritize at the top? And so if it's offensive tackle, I think they'll have somebody there that they can take. Now, it's probably going to be the fifth or sixth one on the board at that point. But still, if that fifth or sixth one is Amarius Mims or Talisi Fuaga, if he were to somehow fall that far, or Troy Fa'utanu, I mean, would they take one of those guys over a Graham Barton or a Jackson Powers, Johnson, Zach Frazier that they could potentially trade out and get much later in the draft in that first round? What are they prioritizing? I think they're going to lean towards the center position, but that's just a feeling. And I think that whatever they do there will dictate what they do in the second round, because wide receiver to me is a huge need as well. And I know the Arthur Smith, or the talk about Arthur Smith's offense, is that he really only has one receiver that he is his go-to guy that he schemes up for. But you've got to have other pieces to make that possible, or teams are just going to double George Pickens all day long. And are you really going to win with Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins and Calvin Austin the third running a bunch of underneath stuff? I don't think so. So wide receiver's got to be a huge deal for them too. But if they go tackle in the first round, Andrew, then center kind of pushes ahead probably of wide receiver for what they would need to do in the second round to be able to try to land a starting caliber player. So that's a huge deal. If you're okay with Broderick Jones and Dan Moore Jr. and you just want something developmental to where you can make your switch in 2025 at tackle, then I think that that's probably the direction they would prefer to go ahead and get the center early and address wide receiver after that.
My storyline is just going to be, do the Steelers make the trade for Brandon Ayuk? Or I wouldn't rule out Tyler Lockett either. There's not a lot of talks about it, but I could see that potentially. Do the Steelers make a move on draft night for a wide receiver? I could see that happening. I don't know if I'm going to mock it just because it's so difficult to do in a mock draft, but I think that is a legitimate possibility. The Steelers find a good deal on draft night. Don't rule out the Steelers trading for a wide receiver. Well, Steelers fans, don't go anywhere, because when we come back on the second half of today's show, we're going to be setting the Steelers first-round draft board, organizing it in a way which we think the Steelers could and should have it set up in the first round of the draft. You won't want to go anywhere. The Steelers Fix will be right back after today.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the second half of the Steelers Fix. Andrew Wilbar and Jeremy Betts with you. I have moved locations for the second half of the show. I am now doing this in my car. So this is going to be interesting, Jeremy, but I'm excited because we've got a lot to talk about. And one of the things that we've wanted to do for a while is just figuring out how the Steelers are going to have these players stacked up against each other. At the end of the show, we may give our own differences in how we would have our own board set up. But for the first round specifically, we're going to get into how we believe the Steelers have their draft board set up. And we're going to eliminate quarterbacks from the conversation. None of us believe in any scenario would any of the Steelers consider quarterback at this point in the first round. Yes, if Caleb Williams fell to 20, I'm sure they'd probably consider it. But those things were thrown out the window. We're throwing quarterback out the window. There's no first-round running backs. We're going to throw Marvin Harrison and Malik Nabers out the window because their floors are just too high for the Steelers to potentially go up and get. Brock Bowers, I know he's a wild card, but the Steelers seem pretty set at tight end. I don't think they're going to go that direction. Mm-hmm. So on the offensive side of the ball, we're going to hone in primarily on the offensive line and wide receivers, not named Harrison or Malik Nabers or Joe Alt for the offensive line. Pretty much anybody else is attainable. So that's going to kind of be our starting point. And on the defensive side of the ball, interior defensive line, there may not be any. There's a chance no defensive linemen are selected, Jeremy, before the Steelers are on the board. Inside linebacker would be a reach, so we're going to throw out inside linebacker for round one board. And then we would have Quinion Mitchell, and he would be kind of be the starter at corner. So there's no corner unattainable. And regardless, we'll maybe get into Cooper DeJean as well. So we'll start there, Jeremy. Starting off with the players available, I would say if Joe Alt, where would Joe Alt have to fall for the Steelers to potentially consider moving up?
I'd say outside the top 10, but I don't know if that's happening. You know, just based on who's picking inside the top 10 or just outside of it. Even if we were to consider if the Chargers trade out of number 5 for the Vikings and they're sitting there at 11, Joe Alt's not getting past them at 11, right? It would be kind of my guess there. I don't think Joe Alt would get past the Jets, maybe even at 10 with their potential needs there. I don't know. Would you say Joe Alt's getting past 9 to Chicago if he's still on the board? I don't know. I just think he's kind of way up there.
I would hope not. If he does fall, I would definitely be calling up just because of the upside this man has. Could you imagine him and Broderick Jones as bookends?
Oh man, it'd be dangerous, man. And you wouldn't even worry about trying to move Broderick Jones back to the left side, because Alt's going to be a potential All Pro there. And Broderick Jones showed plenty of potential at right tackle. I mean, you'd love for him to move to left tackle and go get a right tackle. That's why I think Alt, you know, he's going to be off the board. Alt could probably play right tackle, but I don't know if you'd want to move him over there. I would even struggle to think Fashanu's super high on their board because he seems to be more left tackle only, and I don't know if the Steelers want to go that route. So I don't know. I would say maybe Talisi Fuaga is the very top lineman on their board. Andrew, what would you say to that?
I wouldn't disagree with that. It's so weird because obviously we have our inside sources here at Steel Curtain Network, and the talk has been primarily about Graham Barton and Troy Faiutanu. But if the Steelers view both of them as interior linemen, what do the Steelers think about the tackles? Okay, we may know how the Steelers have this ranked. Okay, maybe Faiutanu is that guy they don't think is going to fall to him, but if he does, he's their pick. After that, Graham Barton is kind of that guy that's in the Steelers' ideal. He's in that ideal landing spot around pick 20. That's where he's projected to go. So that makes a lot of sense. Fuaga, it's been really quiet on. I know the Steelers, I believe the Steelers were present at his pro day, and the Steelers have shown interest in him throughout the process, but we haven't heard much about him. And I think a lot of that's because we think he's going to be gone. But like we talked about, if 5 quarterbacks are off the board before the Steelers pick, there's going to be some guys you wouldn't expect to fall that will fall. So I would say he would be the next guy out of all the positions. Jeremy, would you, if it's between Talisi Fuaga and the top corner, Quinyon Mitchell, who do you believe the Steelers would have higher on their board? I personally think it would be Mitchell.
Okay. I would probably go the other way. I think it would be Fuaga. Okay. But that's just because I think the emphasis for the front office is on the offensive line, and corner would be secondary, no pun intended to that. But I think it would be like, I don't know. It'd be like between picking your mom and your dad as your favorite parent. I don't know how you would do that. You know what I mean? So they're both going to be very high on the board. In fact, Andrew, I think kind of just nailing it on the head, and you can rearrange the order a little bit here. Fuaga, Mitchell, and Barton might be their top 3 players on the draft board. What would you think about that?
I mean, I could see it. It would make a lot of sense. And I think a lot of this may also be determined based upon, you know, what Mike Tomlin has in all this. Obviously he's very preferential to the Mac. And if he likes that type of corner, and I know the Steelers do like Quinyon Mitchell, I believe the Steelers really do like him, but how likely is it that he even gets within the realm of comprehension to trade up for him? I think he's one of those guys. I know Jeff Hartman said the other day, expect the unexpected. Don't be surprised if the Steelers do something out of the ordinary in the draft. Maybe this is the type of move the Steelers would make to go up for him. And of course, I don't believe the Steelers have drafted in the first round someone from the Pac-12 since maybe Troy Polamalu. And they just kind of shied away from Pac-12 players in the early rounds. I'm not entirely sure why, but that's why I never saw really the Christian Gonzalez last year happening. And of course the Steelers got Joey Porter Jr. a little bit later. And so far Porter's been the better of the two players by far. So I would say right now we've got Alt 1, you would have Fuaga and Mitchell switched, but I would probably put Mitchell slightly above Fuaga. But we agree that those are probably the top 3 guys on the board.
Well, but the one wild card here is Rome Odunze, who might actually be their number 1 player on the board. And if for some reason he were to fall towards 10, that's the guy I would say, if he's there and the Jets are picking at 10, and the Jets would probably take Odunze with, this is Aaron Rodgers, you know, final year of his 2-year deal. They're all in for this year, but if for some reason they're not thinking in that regard, and maybe they just want to get a tackle or a defender later, something along those lines, or Brock Bowers. I don't know. Maybe they just want some draft capital. Then, you know, I think Odunze would be somebody that the Steelers would love to have on their roster. I think in the original love affair with Odunze, if you will, it was in the combine. Nobody knew how high he was going to go yet. So maybe that's tailed off a little bit, but Odunze would be dream pick for the Steelers, and they know they would have to go up to get him. So I didn't mean to discount him in this conversation.
Yes.
I would probably put him up there next to Alt, probably as maybe 1A, 1B, if those two guys were to get towards 10.
I would agree with that, and it honestly wouldn't shock me if the Steelers did have him number one. Thank you for reminding me of that, because we had mentioned that we were going to include him in this, and then I just kind of shied away from that. So, yes, Rome Odunze up there as well. I think now we're getting to the players, Jeremy, where ideally they could fall to the Steelers. I wouldn't rule out Talisa Fuaga falling to the Steelers, just depending on which offensive linemen go. This is where we kind of get to the nitty-gritty here, and everyone has the linemen in a different order. I think the Steelers, I personally believe if Troy Fa'utanu is there, the Steelers would take him. I believe that would be the pick above Graham Barton barely, but those would probably be the next two guys just based upon things we're hearing, things we've seen. Would you agree with that, Jeremy?
I would, and I have a little bit of consternation with bringing in Fa'utanu to play center. I would have a problem with that if I'm a fan. Now, my point being, I would start him at right tackle and see what he can do. And if that's not working, then you move him inside to guard. And I think that makes a ton of sense, but I think you're wasting his talent if you try to move him in to center. It just doesn't make sense to me. Now, that I could be totally wrong about that, Andrew, but I think my biggest issue would be if the Steelers are drafting Troy Fa'utanu to play center, that would be an issue for me. If they're drafting him to play right tackle and it doesn't work out, and then they move him inside to figure out if he'll work somewhere in there, then that's okay, in my opinion. But if you're going to draft Fa'utanu, you have to try him at tackle first. It's the more important position. It's the one he's played. I think he's got plenty of length and athleticism to play it, even though he's a little bit shorter. Doesn't matter to me. I think you have to start him there and then see what happens from there. But if you draft him to be your starting center, that's a problem, in my opinion.
I agree with that. I believe Fa'utanu has the capability of playing that type of role. The Steelers need someone immediately at center. And I don't know that you're going to get that with what you currently, just based upon what the Steelers currently have, what they need in Fa'utanu. You might be more likely to get it with Graham Barton. But like I said before, I like Barton best as a center. So either one of these guys, I have hesitations about just because of where the Steelers might play them. I give Fa'utanu the edge slightly because of his five position versatility. Barton, you really don't want at left tackle in the NFL, in my opinion. I would be a little bit more apt to choose Fa'utanu of the two. But Barton, if the Steelers can develop him at center, or maybe they decide to move on from James Daniels at some point and they need another guard there, I would love Graham Barton at guard. He reminds me so much of David DeCastro, just the way he moves, his patience into blocks, his power through blocks, just his play style is so much like DeCastro. And we've kind of already talked about Barton. Do you feel any more confident with him at center?
I do. Much more so than Fa'utanu, but let's play this scenario out, Andrew. Graham Barton comes in training camp. He's the in training center, right? Because he hasn't played it since his true freshman year. Let's be honest about this. I think you saw him play it well. And then if you can play center and left tackle at the college level, you can probably play anywhere and anywhere, at least from left guard to right tackle in the NFL. So I think that he's your best shot to start there, but Andrew, what would you say if they just don't like him at center, they just don't like him at center through training camp, would you be willing to move James Daniels to center and play Graham Barton at right guard, or are you just going to ride or die with Barton at center and then figure out moving him to guard and getting a center next year down the road?
I know the rule of thumb is to not move a supplanted veteran, but I would honestly do that. James Daniels has proven that he can play well at center position. I mean, he's familiar with it from going back to his Iowa days. He knows how to play center, and he can play it at a high level, too. He just fit in at the time with what the Bears had. They needed a guard more, and he played guard. But it's not that he can't play center. He has the ability to, and I know on the depth chart, he is, Nate Herbig would kind of be the quote-unquote center, and you don't want him starting either, but yeah. That's my concern with Barton. I am not saying he can't move into center, but I believe his upside is much higher at guard. That may not be the popular opinion in the NFL. I could be wrong, but that's just me personally. But we both agree that's kind of the next guy on the Steelers board. After this is where it gets interesting, Jeremy, because we've got Terrion Arnold still available. Yeah. You know, how would he fit? I haven't seen a bunch of buzz surrounding him in the Steelers. You know, there's no guards there. This is where the centers could come into play. You've got Zach Frazier, Jackson Powers-Johnson, Cedric Van Praan, Cooper DeJean is still there. This is where we may differ a little bit, Jeremy. There's still all the other receivers available, Brian Thomas and others. Yeah. Where do you think the Steelers would go next?
I would have to lean towards like an Amarius Mims potentially.
Yes.
You know, if JC Latham is hanging out around here, they might like him too. A true right tackle. So I don't think that the position versatility would be a huge deal. If the position versatile guys are gone, say Graham Barton goes to Seattle at 16, Andrew, because they could use a guard center, guy who can kind of play whatever there. And I think that's kind of his ceiling. Let's just throw that out there, that Graham Barton, the interest in Graham Barton probably starts at 16 with Seattle to me. The interest in Fautanu probably starts much earlier than that, and then we'll see if other players are more highly valued. But if those two guys are gone, then I think Amarius Mims, JC Latham, those are kind of your true tackles that's on my list. And then after that, it's Terrion Arnold. And then I'd probably go A.D. Mitchell over Brian Thomas Jr., Andrew, if I'm the Steelers, because they have a Brian Thomas Jr. in George Pickens on the roster already. And some people would say they have an A.D. Mitchell and George Pickens on the roster already. I see A.D. Mitchell a little bit differently, a little bit more versatile to move around. But to me, Brian Thomas Jr. is just a straight go ball, deep route type of guy. And I don't know if the Steelers need two of those, go get somebody else. So I would go with the next couple tackles there before moving on to Terrion Arnold. But that's just me. They met with Arnold. They like Arnold. There's been talk about them liking him enough to take him at 20 if he's still there. I just have trouble seeing him lasting that far as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out for him to fall. I think he's more likely to fall than Mitchell personally. But a lot depends on Denver. If they stay at 12, they're a corner needy team, and I don't know that they would necessarily go quarterback that early with Bo Nix. But again, if they are looking at him, there's great likelihood they're probably trying to trade back at some point. I would look at other positions across the board that could be in play. I wouldn't go defensive line yet. Obviously, Arnold.
How good though would Byron Murphy be on this defensive line with the players that they have right now? I mean, seriously, just to think about it.
I'm not – well, okay, for context, Byron Murphy is in the 40s in my ranking, so I'm not quite as high on him just in general. I didn't care for his tape. He got close a lot, but he's not a finisher at this point, and that concerns me a little bit. And all honesty, if 360-pound Tavondre Sweat is making as much of an impact as a pass rusher as you are statistically, that's something that scares me a little bit. He's got all the talent in the world, though. I like him better in a 4-3 unit. He's not the greatest run defender at this point. He still gets pushed off the ball a little bit too much. That's why I have him down. But man, if he were to hit his full potential on this defensive line, oh man, absolutely. This guy would absolutely be a game wrecker next to Keanu Benton. And if you bring Ogunjobi back for a long term, absolutely. That would be incredible. I'm just not sure how he would fit inside the current scheme, but I agree with you on Amarius Mims. I think he would be the next guy for the Steelers. Steelers like youth. Mims is still really young, inexperienced, but the Steelers are willing to take chances on players like that. Now is where I think we would get back to, I think JC Latham would be right after him. The question then becomes, in a world where all those are gone, do you go a guy like Terrion Arnold or do you go with a guy like Olu Fashanu? And the reason I would go with Fashanu, I think the Steelers would go with Fashanu is because the Steelers, I think if it would be their preference not to start two young corners on the outside, Joey Porter Jr., who's just a second year, and then Terrion Arnold, who would be another rookie. Having two rookies, having a second-year player and a rookie on the outside, it is a big risk. And when you have Dante Jackson on the outside, yes, he is injury-prone. He's not a terrible corner, though. I think he's good enough to be the number two guy, better than what the Steelers would have had in Levi Wallace or Pat Pete last year. So I don't think it's a downgrade. Yeah. I think the bigger need at corner is honestly slot. If the Steelers were to get, say, a Mike Sanders still in the second round, I think that alleviates more things in the secondary than what it would be getting another outside corner and trying to push Dante Jackson to the inside. That's just me, though. There's talk Sanders still could go first.
Yeah, could you push Arnold inside though, while Dante Jackson plays outside? He's done that a little in college.
He's done it a little bit. I don't see it just because of his. I'm trying to find a good way to word it. I would say his physicality is best on the outside, whereas despite being a physical player, I wouldn't consider him elite against the run. And he's not as versatile as it pertains to blitzing and doing other things like that that the Steelers like to employ with their nickel corners. So, yes, you could move Arnold to the inside. I don't think, just based upon his play style, that's the type of guy the Steelers would go after. I could be wrong about their love for Terrion Arnold. I just don't see Terrion Arnold being selected for the Steelers in the first round. I don't know why. Yeah. I just don't see that as someone the Steelers see as necessarily a great fit in the first round. So I would probably say Fashanu would be next. And then after that, Arnold's probably the next guy on there. And then jumping to the receivers. So on receiver, Jeremy, you said that you would have gone A.D. Mitchell next. Of the guys remaining, maybe they go Brian Thomas. I wouldn't be surprised if they had Xavier Leggett rated higher as well.
Yeah, true. Let me ask you this, because we talk about Xavier Worthy in a specific light, I think, but when you turn on the tape, he does kind of all-round receiver-ish things a lot. So I don't think he would be a one-to-one Calvin Austin type player.
Right?
I think he would be much more than that. With the Steelers wanting to launch the ball deep and to do the running game and do a lot of these runaway routes, would Xavier Worthy be on their board? We haven't heard any talk about him, but I don't see why he wouldn't be on their board, especially like if you're going to move back from 20 or something along those lines, which is kind of what we're talking about at this point, taking a wide receiver here. If it's A.D. Mitchell or Xavier Leggett or Xavier Worthy, that would be somebody they're probably selecting later in the draft if somebody's moving up to take their spot. But, I mean, why aren't we talking about Worthy in this offense? I think that could be electric.
I agree. I think we've, to a fault almost, taken all of what we've seen from Arthur Smith's offenses in the past. Oh, he wants the big physical receivers on the outside. And I think that his offense works best when he has those. We saw what they did with A.J. Brown and other bigger type receivers, but I wouldn't say that it's necessarily exclusive to that. I mean, he's had other receivers he's worked with. Yeah. I can't remember the name of the speedster in Tennessee. He was kind of the kick returner, Khalif Raymond. He used a guy like that, and the guy wasn't really considered anything in the league, and he created a role for him. So I would say Calvin Austin is more likely to be that type of player in this offense, like a Khalif Raymond. Xavier Worthy's capable of doing a lot more. Like we've talked about before, despite his size, he's physically imposing for his size. He is feisty. He fights. He's not afraid of contact, and he's tough as nails.
That elite speed by itself eliminates a lot of the physicality that a corner can do to you at the line of scrimmage, because they can't just play on top of you, because if he gets by, it's over. So they've got to play with a little bit of cushion. Yeah, yeah, you have to have a safety. And if you're rolling the safety to Xavier Worthy in press coverage, then you know George Pickens is beating the man coverage on the other side. It makes a lot of sense to me. I personally would have Worthy higher on my board, talking through this with you here, higher on my board than maybe the next group of wide receivers, because I think he breaks down and gets in and out of his breaks as a route runner way better than Brian Thomas Jr. And so I think for versatility's sake, that he would be higher on their board than Brian Thomas Jr. would be at wide receiver.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that. Leggett's the interesting one. I would put Thomas here. We're kind of just, I think this is the spot where the Steelers would be like, okay, receiver or center, what do we do? Or do we trade? And this is where this is where the outlier comes of, you know, Brandon Ayuk or Terry McLaurin or Tyler Lockett, any of those guys that could be available. Would the Steelers make a move at this point, depending on how the board fell, if all those tackles were off? I think the greater question, Jeremy, because we know guys are going to be available at 20. It's a matter of how many, and are the Steelers comfortable with moving back with the options they have there? Do they want to just choose their favorite of, you know, the 5-6 players that they like there? Or do they want to trade back 7-8 spots, assuming that there'll be someone there that they still like and have a similar grade on and get extra picks back in return? I always like the extra picks, personally. I don't know if the Steelers will feel that same way. I think, though, Jeremy, before any of these receivers would go, I think the Steelers would take Zach Frazier before the receivers.
Okay. Yeah. Would they take him at 20? Because I could see, like, the Bills trading up to 20 with the Steelers, and then Steelers picking at 28. Zach Frazier, to me, would be perfectly fine there. But I just don't know with some of the other options that will be there because of the quarterback situation right at 20. Yeah. Could you justify going with Zach Frazier? Like, if could you go with Zach Frazier if Amarius Mims is still on the board? Like, I couldn't do that, but the Steelers might. And I know we're talking about him being further down than Mims, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would even do that if Xavier Worthy is on the board or Brian Thomas Jr. is on the board. He would be next in that tier for me for sure.
I could see that too. And part of it is just my heart, because I want the Steelers to trade back. So I'm like, if you're going to, don't take Zach Frazier at 20. Don't take Zach Frazier at 20. But, and I believe, I would agree with you. I think the Steelers are more likely than not, if Frazier's the guy they're targeting, they would try to trade back, because we know that Omar Khan knows what value is. We've seen in the free agent signings he's made, in the trades he's made to get Russell Wilson and to get Justin Fields, he's found value. And he understands, you know, the draft is about maximizing value. That's what the entire draft is about, and managing risks. Those are the two goals of the draft. So if you're the Steelers, I think it would be a little bit of mismanagement to take him that high at 20 when you can almost definitely get him a little bit later on, unless the entire league is just higher on him than what we know. I know that was what a lot of people said after the Terrell Edmonds, you know, draft pick, that the league, there were several teams in the league that were bummed the Steelers took him because they wanted to get him. But you just never know with this. I would say that my gut tells me they would still take Frazier, but I guess that's where we would both agree that if receiver is the best player available, the Steelers are probably likely to trade back. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, if receiver is the best player available, I would say that they're definitely trading back. And because I think you're going to have people wanting to trade up too. I think, Andrew, you've got a number of players in the wide receiver market at that point. If Brian Thomas Jr. is still there at 20, somebody's going to want Brian Thomas Jr., whether that's Kansas City or San Francisco, or they're not going to trade back with the Ravens, but you know, the Bills, somebody like that, it would be totally within the realm of possibility that they can still get a wide receiver that they really like in round two while moving back and collecting more picks. With the amount of needs they have, especially up front on both sides of the ball, I think that would be the prudent play. To move back, it makes sense to me. If Barton's gone, if Amarius Mims is gone, and all the other tackles, then yeah, trade out of that pick and see what you can do.
I think an interesting thing here, after as we're getting to that next tier of guys, would the Steelers consider someone like Cooper DeJean there? Because he's one guy, he'd kind of be that next guy still available. Would the Steelers consider DeJean at 20, or do you think he's another player that the Steelers would target on a trade back?
I think that ideally they'd want to take him on a trade back. But I don't know if they can't find a trade partner. I actually, Cooper DeJean, we kind of differ here. Cooper DeJean is one of my favorite prospects in the draft. I think he's a true outside corner. I think he can play there. I think he can move into the slot. I think he can play safety if you want him to. I just think that what the Steelers want to do on defense and the multitude of looks that they want to have, the versatility that they like from their starters, it makes a lot of sense for him on this defense. I wrote about him a while back, and I know you and KT Smith did a a write-up on him as well from a tape perspective and from the scouting angle as well. It just makes he makes a lot of sense for the secondary. I just think if you're looking at cornerback on the totem pole of wants and needs in the first round, it might be it's no higher than third. It might be fourth when you think center, tackle, wide receiver. It might be fourth in that line unless you're getting Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold potentially in that zone. I think that they, like you mentioned, though, would go after a Mike Sanderstill or a DJ James, one of these slot-type corners later on in the draft. Those would be more along the lines of what they're looking for.
I would love to get a guy like Mike Sanderstill at 51. I just don't know that he's going to be there. There's a lot of talks. Yeah. He could go late first round even with his versatility. Teams really appreciate his football character and his clutch playmaking ability. There's just a couple players left that I really want to get into before we wrap this up, because a vast majority of these guys, there's probably going to be a lot available of the ones we've talked about. We've talked about probably close to 15 guys, and most of these guys, you know, we have a rough idea where they're going to go. I guess the only other potential name that we really haven't talked about of these guys, I don't even think there's any other tackles. Tyler Guyton, I just don't see it at 20. I don't even know on a trade back. I haven't seen I know the Steelers have done their homework on him, but I haven't heard a bunch of rumors surrounding Guyton to the Steelers specifically. And the other guy would be
too developmental.
I would agree.
Too developmental at this point, yeah.
And then Jackson Powers Johnson would be the other one. But if we're not going to take – Steelers aren't going to take Zach Frazier at 20. I definitely don't think they're taking Jackson Powers Johnson at 20.
Yeah, I agree. The Jackson Powers Johnson rhetoric through the draft has been crazy, because after the Senior Bowl, you couldn't take him high enough. And now he's potentially going to be there at 51 when the Steelers are picking again. Injury concerns and – fit with teams, a lack of versatility, if you will. I don't think he projects as a potential guard prospect that well. He's kind of center or bust, wouldn't you say?
I would agree with that, especially the injury concerns and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's kind of the very end probably of the Steelers' wish list in the first round, I would say. And I would imagine that you'd have more defenders coming into play and more wide receivers coming into play before Jackson Powers Johnson. And then I think that they're going to rely on their three picks on day two to move around and figure that out, which is why I think that they would love to move back. If the Steelers could move back 5-6 spots and still guarantee themselves Graham Barton, I think they would do it tomorrow. They would do it right now and make that happen. But Barton's stock is rising, and I don't know if they're going to be able to wait for him if they don't take him at 20. We'll see, but it starts to become, he's really the only first-round interior offensive lineman there, unless you really like Christian Haynes or Cooper Beebe, and those guys aren't getting a lot of first-round buzz either. We'll see how it plays out. There's always going to be two or three names that nobody saw coming jump into the first round, but I don't see Jackson Powers Johnson being a high priority for them in the first round.
I would agree with that. The last name that I'll mention would be just on the defensive line, the two names, Darius Robinson and Braden Fisk on trade backs. Yeah. I believe they could be in play, but Steelers fans, we went through a lot of players here, and that kind of just puts into mind kind of where the different players would be potentially on the Steelers draft board and the order in which they may go. Jeremy, thank you for working with my schedule this week. I know it was very difficult to work with. I'm extremely busy, and the reason we're ending this now is because I've got to get going. But Jeremy, anything last words you want to give as it pertains to the Steelers specifically, the draft, just anything in general? Actually, I'll start real quick. And I want to give credit to one sleeper, another sleeper name, and Tyler. Okay, I think I mentioned Tyler Silverstrand on another show.
Yeah.
From Judson, the guard or tackle.
Yeah.
But another guy I want to mention is Lauren Strickland, who is a safety from Ball State. He didn't have the greatest 40 time, but the dude is insanely athletic. Had, I believe, a 38-inch vertical. He's going to be a late-round pick, but he's got good instincts. He knows how to hit people. He's only 5'9", 195, but, man, he plays much bigger than that size. Really interesting late-round prospect, maybe even priority free agent that I'd keep my eye on. But just check out everything. That's what I'm going to say. There's more that I want to say, but just check out everything on steelcurtainnetwork.com, fiendsforsports.com. Every day, every couple hours, there'll be something coming out. So just check it, and you'll find all my opinions there.
Right. I was going to say, absolutely, just stay tuned. I'll go ahead and give you a prediction here, Andrew. I'm going to say offensive line is the first pick of the draft for the Steelers, whatever that position might be, wherever they do it. And then I'm going to say wide receiver is the second pick for them in the draft. And then after that, it could be corner. It could be another offensive lineman at the other spot, whether they take interior or tackle with their first one. But I think that's how it goes down. Graham Barton, to me, makes a ton of sense for them at 20. I would be surprised if they leave the first round without an offensive lineman.
I would agree with that. I believe offensive line first, and don't rule out defensive line on day two. I think the Steelers could take defensive line a lot earlier than some people may anticipate. But Steelers fans, this is the last show before the draft. I know there's a lot that we didn't get to, but we hope you've enjoyed over the last couple months just breaking down the NFL draft position by position, need by need, team by team even. But we're going to be back after the draft, recap this all. I'm sure we'll have our all draft teams coming up like we did last year at some point down the stretch. We've got a lot of content still coming out following the draft. Stay tuned to Steel Curtain Network for everything you need to know surrounding the Pittsburgh Steelers and their selections this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's draft week. Let's go get them. Go Steelers. We'll see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.